This is Audible.
The Wow Book. 52 ways to motivate your mind, inspire your soul, and create wow in your life. Read to you by Todd Durkin. Dedication to my great friend, Larry Indiviglia. You gave me the idea to start doing our Word of the Week wows way back in October 2011. And over the years, it grew into a whole lot more. It became a ritual, a theme, a focus, and now a book. As my main wingman in all I do, I am grateful for your service, friendship, and kindred spirit. You truly are one of the finest human beings on the planet, and I am blessed to rub elbows with you every day between Fitness Quest 10, the Mastermind, filming projects, special projects, workouts, and all that you do. I am blessed to have someone like you in my life. If there were seven, your favorite number, words that I could use to describe you, they would be caring, compassionate, coach, leader, empathetic, loving, and friend. I dedicate this book to you, brother. Thanks for making me a better human being. You epitomize the word, wow.
Foreword by Melanie Durkin. I was a graduate student in exercise and nutrition science at San Diego State University in 1997 when I first met Todd Durkin. I can remember the exact moment in time when he came up and introduced himself. What I remember most was his positive energy and sparkling eyes. I knew I wanted to get to know him better, and we became close friends that first year, before it turned into so much more. We studied together, worked out together, and enjoyed a carefree time before kids and careers took hold. 3 years after we started dating was the happiest day of my life, our wedding day, February 17th, 2001. We opened Fitness Quest 10 the year before, and I was 1 year into my position as a college professor at Southwestern College in Chula Vista, California. Looking back, a lot has changed for both of us in terms of responsibilities, time restraints, but 15 years later, and we still collaborate a ton in our fitness fields, love our Fitness Quest 10 family, and in addition to our three children, have created an amazing circle of people who mean so much to us and make life worth living. When people who know and love Todd meet me, a few of the same questions tend to come up. Is he always so energetic, and how does he stay so motivated? I have been answering these questions for a long time now, and it always makes me smile when I consider Todd's incredibly positive image with the community he reaches and with the people who follow him. The answer to the questions? Todd is, honestly, an energetic and motivating guy. He is genuine in his ability to be positive and uplifting, and he certainly has more energy than the average person. Even still, I know the Todd who needs to recharge his batteries and decompress after firing up and motivating fitness pros or business executives over the course of a single day or multiple day event. That Todd exists too. Because Todd is a natural at what he does, and he does it so well, I totally understand how people might assume he is always as he appears on video or on stage. To have a backstage view into how Todd maintains his ability to motivate and inspire so many people each week and each day has been one of the greatest blessings in my life. To watch his work ethic and commitment to his mission of inspiring millions to strive for 1% better every day and make big impact in their lives is not something I take for granted. I am always so happy to meet Todd's fans and friends from all over the globe, and deep down it fills me with pride to see how Todd has worked and persisted at becoming a master motivator who makes a huge difference in so many lives. Todd's genuine ability to connect with others and remember them and stay connected across time is one of his true strengths. Todd was doing this before Facebook and social media even made it easier. I remember in the late 90s, before we had social media or even email, that Todd created a reach across the country and world that was unlike anything I had seen before. He had friends across the globe and kept in touch with so many of them, and in return opened up my life to so many amazing people and lifelong friendships. If I had to pick only two words to describe Todd, I would choose authentic and enthusiastic. In his energy levels, interest in others, his ability to connect, and most importantly, his aim to stay connected with people across the globe. 5 years ago, when Todd started writing his word of the week, his wows, so many people would tell me, Todd's words are spot on, or it feels like he's talking directly to me, that I knew he was on to something special. I would come home and give Todd more and more names to add to his list. I sat back and watched that wow list grow and grow over the years. Todd never missed a week of writing a new wow for years. The practice of creating, writing, and sending a wow message each week for 5 consistent years is an example of the commitment Todd has to his message of motivating and inspiring people to reach their full potential. In 2014, when we took a family dream vacation to Europe, those were the first 2 weeks that Todd had planned into his calendar that didn't include writing wows. Coincidentally, it was in that time on our family vacation to Europe that the inspiration for creating this book came about. As impressed as I became with how large his list and reach were with people receiving the weekly wows, deep down I knew that it wasn't close to the amount of people who would love to be part of that list and part of Todd's community. The idea to compile the weekly wows into a book to share with many more people was my idea, but only because I truly am Todd's biggest supporter, and I believe in Todd's gift of teaching us to think more deeply, believe in ourselves, and access our most hopeful, positive, and strong selves. And I hope this wow book maximizes the number of people experiencing this gift of deep self-belief and aspiration. I know you will enjoy getting to know Todd through these wow stories and find inspiration in his words. He truly is genuine in his writing and his belief that you can make your life better and more impactful with a shift in mindset and an openness to bring more wow into your life. It is my pleasure to participate in this project of bringing wow to all readers of this book. Todd and I conceived this book as a gesture of love for our special community of friends and family, and we welcome you now into that circle. With love, Melanie.
Hey guys, Todd Durkin here, and welcome to the Wow Book audio version. Thank you for listening to my audio book. I truly hope it helps motivate and inspire you to create more wow in your life. I have chosen to read the book personally so that you can feel the emotion behind each and every word. Please reach out to me and let me know about your experience and how wow has impacted you. You can reach out to me via Facebook, Instagram, or through my website, ToddDurkin.com. Without further ado, it's time to be wowed. Wow number one, time. When I was in college in 1992, email did not exist. Imagine that. So if you wanted to drop someone a note, you literally had to put it in the mail and it would get there a few days later. And every single day, while I was at William & Mary in Virginia for 3.5 years, I would get a letter in my mailbox from my father. Every single day. Now imagine that. Imagine receiving a handwritten note every single day from someone you love. Some notes were longer than others. Some were even on the back of a McDonald's menu. Most had newspaper clippings from my New Jersey hometown paper, the Asbury Park Press, on local sporting news. And all of them used to make me smile and feel so loved. Heck, imagine writing a handwritten letter nowadays and clipping articles and driving to the post office. Imagine doing that once a month or every week or even every single day. Wow. But then it stopped one day. I received a phone call in February 1992 that my dad was having a heart attack. Because I immediately flew home that day, I was able to see Dad alive. One last time in the hospital. And then he died. February 19th, 1992. 58 years old. I was devastated. Dad was everything to me. For 20 years, he was my friend, my father, my life coach, and my mentor. And now he was gone. It was undoubtedly the toughest challenge I'd ever faced in my life. I never lost anyone that close in my life, let alone a mentor, let alone a parent. For several weeks, I stayed home and grieved. I remember crying every night. I remember early morning runs on the beach in Bay Head, in the bone-chilling cold of New Jersey, just crying as I was running. I remember long drives around the shore to visit places we would visit together. The inlet at Point Pleasant, the football stadium at Brick High School, the great auditorium in Ocean Grove. I would just sit at these places where I had such fond memories of times with my dad and cry and cry and cry some more. And I would contemplate life's plan, my future, my faith, my purpose. And it was downright scary to face this without Dad. 3 weeks after my dad's death, I heard his voice tell me something. Get up, dust yourself off, get back to school, and I will be there with you. So that's what I did. And one of the most amazing things happened as soon as I returned. Guess where I went? To retrieve my mail at the post box. And what was in there? A letter written for my father on the day before he died. I just hadn't received it yet. And this letter just happened to be one of the deepest, longest, most profound letters I ever received from him. It was all about my future. It talked about our family. It talked about Mom. It talked about my 7 brothers and sisters. And it talked about me. My father told me, it doesn't matter what you do in life, as long as you are happy. Whether it be a teacher and coach, a doctor, a politician, an athlete, a businessman, whatever you choose to do, do it with all of your heart and might and make a difference in people's lives and be happy. Wow. And he said one more thing. Remember that life is very precious and time is the most important asset we all have. Be sure to use it wisely. I will always love you regardless of what you do. It's who you become that's most important. Love, Dad. That was it. I remember reading this letter from my dad in the campus post office with tears running down my face, and it felt incredibly warm to be receiving this note at that time, like he was with me. As I write this now, with tears running down my face, I can't help but think of the impact he had on me. He was my friend, my biggest fan, my coach, my mentor, my father, and I would be remiss if I didn't start my wow book with the person who had the greatest impact on me. After all, why wait to share my best lessons until later in the book? Time is the most important asset we all have. Thanks, Dad. I'm glad you taught me such an important lesson that can pass along today. Action step. Think of the one person in your life who is closest to you, the person whom you would least like to have taken away from you. Who is that person? Write it down in a journal. And now, do 2 things. First, make sure that person knows how much you admire, love, and respect them. And second, most importantly, go out and spend quality time with that person as soon as possible. Wow number 2, labor. One of the men that's had the greatest impact on me besides my father is Coach Warren Wolf. He is a high school football coaching legend. Literally, he was like a god for any young man that wanted to play high school football. Not only was he highly acclaimed on the Jersey Shore and all of New Jersey, but also the country. Check out some of his amazing stats. 24 Shore Conference championships, 13 New Jersey state titles, 6th most winningest coach in the U.S. all time, fourth in the nation of football coaches by number of seasons coached. 51 years as a head coach at one school, Brick, New Jersey. He was and is a living legend, and he's a huge mentor of mine. When I was a young boy, I would dream of playing for Coach Wolf. I would stand at the edge of the fence of Keller Memorial Field and watch the Silver Fox lead his green dragons with the Michigan-type wing-tipped helmets onto the field, and I dreamt of someday running out onto that same field. My brother Paul actually quarterbacked the first New Jersey football state championship for Coach Wolf in 1974 when the undersized, undermanned Brick Green Dragons outcoached, outdisciplined, and outhit Camden, New Jersey 21-20. I was just 3 years old at the time, but it was the first of Coach Wolf's 13 state championships. My opportunity to play for Coach Wolf came early, as I was fortunate to start as a young freshman quarterback for his powerhouse program. I was scared. I was excited. I was nervous. I was pumped. And I did not want to let Coach Wolf down. And over a four-year high school career that eventually led to a football scholarship to William & Mary, I learned a ton of extremely valuable lessons from Coach Wolf that still apply today. But the best one came on Labor Day before my senior year in 1988. And it goes like this. It was Labor Day weekend, fall 1988, at Brick Township High School in New Jersey. And we were just starting our football practice. It was about 9 a.m., 90 degrees, humid, and a holiday. It was Labor Day. And doing some light calisthenics and drills for about 10 minutes, the venerable Coach Wolf blew his whistle about 7 times in the same rhythm and fashion that always signified the end of practice. As the 90 players or so rushed into the middle of the field, our immediate thoughts were, could he be canceling the rest of practice and letting us out early because of the Labor Day holiday? As we were all smiling, laughing, and preparing for the great news, Coach Wolf, in his ever-present black high-top cleats, long shorts, white t-shirt, long-brimmed floppy hat, and raspy voice began to speak. Boys, you've been working hard, real hard, and today is a holiday. It's Labor Day, and I know you want to win a championship, and it takes a lot of hard work to be the best, so I've made a decision. We all looked at each other with excitement, about to sprint off the field in exuberance, awaiting the good news of practice being let out early. Boys, you've been working hard, real hard, and I know you're trying to build a championship, and championships don't come easy. Hard work don't take holidays. Championships aren't built on taking days off, and we are having a championship to build. Because it's Labor Day, that's what we're going to do today. Labor. Labor, labor, labor. Boys, let's get to work and let's labor. And labor we did. 2.5 hours of Jersey, hazy, hot humidity on a holiday weekend. I share this story for several reasons. One, it still sticks with me 25 plus years later. I can still see myself as a young 17-year-old quarterback looking up at Coach with wide-eyed enthusiasm of a 10-year-old. I respected Coach Wolf for my entire life, and he always served as a mentor. The other reason is because we did win a championship that season, and it was built on the same principles that Coach Wolf practiced and preached, even on Labor Day. Hard work, practice, repetition, mental toughness, and discipline, even when you don't feel like it. These were just some of the things that made us successful that year and made us champions. Coach Wolf impacted thousands of young men in his 52-year coaching career. I was just one of many. Perhaps he taught me the greatest lesson of all. You always have to labor if you want to be great, even on Labor Day. Thank you, Coach Wolf. You taught me about how to live in life, how to not only be a better football player, but a more solid citizen and human being, a strong leader, a man of faith, a husband and a father, a better person, and a better laborer. Now let's get to work. Action step. What do you need to labor on today? Maybe you are tired. Maybe you are about to give up. Or maybe it's even a holiday. What's one thing you can do today to get one step closer to getting you to where you want to go? Now go do it. Wow number three, do better. Ken Sawyer was my best friend. He was one of my biggest cheerleaders, and he was a great human being. And he is no longer here. Ken was a client of mine for 17 years. He rarely missed my boot camps on Saturday mornings. I trained him during the week. He was my insurance agent. He was an amazing husband and incredible father to two children. He was the best friend anyone could ever ask for. And he died on June 26, 2012. On a Tuesday morning at 6 a.m., Ken was driving his motor scooter to meet a friend for an early morning run and was hit by a car. Ken was only 51 years old. I could go on and on about the amazing man that Ken was, or share the goofy, funny things he used to say, or how inviting Ken was to every new attendee at a Saturday morning boot camp class, or how he loved to playfully haze our fitness interns every Saturday, or share how he would go out of his way for any of his friends in need at any time of the day, literally, to lend a helping hand or be an ear to talk to. There is no one like Ken Sawyer, and he taught me a lot of lessons. I want to share one of those lessons with you today. In 1999, I was looking for space to open my new training studio, and I thought I found the little space. It was about 600 square feet, and I actually kind of fell in love with it. I envisioned my studio there with simple, functional exercise equipment and a massage table to do my body work. I was convinced that this was the next step for me. The overhead was low, it was close to where I was living at the time, and it seemed like a logical next step. Then I shared my vision with Ken, and he vehemently disagreed with me. Ken urged, "Todd, you can do better than that. This place is too small. You need bigger. Listen, now is the time for you and your life to take big risks." And I countered, "Ken, I can't afford to take risks right now." He responded, "Bullcrap. You have nothing to lose. You don't own a home. You barely own a car. You're not married. You have very little money, and you have very little assets. Now is the perfect time to take a big risk. You have nothing to lose, literally." Well, that certainly didn't make me feel too good. But he was right. I had nothing to lose. Why not go for my dream place now? 6 months later, I found that dream location and opened my 2,000-square-foot studio, Fitness Quest 10, in an area of San Diego called Scripps Ranch. And the rest is history. There were many a day after I opened Fitness Quest 10 that Ken would come up and joke to me about how he wished I only opened that one-room closet to train one person at a time. And he would just laugh and laugh as people were bustling all over the place and practically tripping over each other. After multiple expansions and much growth of Fitness Quest 10, Ken and I would often reflect about life and how you need to live life to its fullest now and not wait. Pretty interesting that after Ken's tragic death, I found a yellow sticky note taped to his computer screen that said the following words, "Do better." Do better. Think about that. Do better. How can you do better? Maybe it's in your business, or the leadership of your team, or communication with your spouse, or being present with your kids and not on your phone when you're around them, or being laser focused on what you need to be doing with your life. You know, not getting so distracted with unimportant things. Maybe it's in your physical conditioning or your nutrition. Maybe it's finally doing what you have been saying you're going to do for the past few months or years. To me, the mindset and lesson that I learned from Ken is that we can always do better. I use the mantra 1% better every day as a daily reminder on my continual improvement. What is the one thing that you can do today to be 1% better? Oh yeah, call up or email a mentor and let them know the impact they've had in your life. You just never know when it's going to be too late, and let them know the difference they made. We all have 8,720 hours in a year. That is exactly 525,600 minutes. And it's up to you as to what you do with your time. Maximize every minute you have and always choose to do better. Thank you, Ken, for being in my life for 17 years. And while you are sorely missed by so many today, I can assure you that your life's message and lesson to do better will never die. Thanks, brother, for continuing to inspire me to do better. Action step. Define and write down how you can do better in your own life, and then share it with someone, and then go out and do it better. Wow number four, Spirit and MTXE. One of the best coaches in college basketball history is Steve Fisher. He won a national championship at the University of Michigan in 1989. He has been coaching at San Diego State since 2000. He has amassed over 375 wins in his career. Quite impressive. In 2014, I got the unique opportunity to be a special guest coach on the sidelines with Coach Steve Fisher and the San Diego State University Aztecs on game day against UNLV. As a guest coach, I went to the shoot-around at 2 p.m., and Coach Fisher introduced me to the team. At 3 p.m., when we were having our pregame meal with the team, I sat with Coach Fisher and asked him a few questions. Remember, when you're in the presence of a great coach, always be sure to ask them a few deep questions. One of the questions I asked Coach Fisher was, who was your favorite coach of all time? And was there one coach who you emulated your style after? Without hesitation, he responded, John Wooden. And I asked why. Coach Fisher said several things about him. One being that Coach Wooden was a great man who often talked about how practice was the most essential part to winning when it came to game day. Yeah, practice. We talking practice? Thank you, Allen Iverson. He talked of Wooden's character, his values, his legacy, the way he treated all of his players. You can read about Coach Wooden in WOW number 11, Love. 30 minutes prior to the game and right before warm-ups, Coach Fisher and his standout assistants went over the final scouting report and had an in-depth analysis on every player from UNLV. It was pretty impressive and showed they obviously were prepared. And then 12 minutes before tip-off, Coach Fisher brought the team, including me, into the locker room for final instructions. It was there that I was excited to hear how he addressed his team. Was he an emotional leader? An inspirational man? Soft-spoken? I would say that Coach Fisher was a bit of all of it. He was very fatherly as he spoke. He had motivation, conviction, heart, and compassion all wrapped into one. He spoke of six keys to the game. Poise under pressure, controlled emotion, supreme confidence, expect success, MTXE, and togetherness. I loved how he spoke about expect success and how you need to go to bed at night dreaming of cutting down the nets. That resonated deeply. But I really loved MTXE, mental toughness, extra effort. He said this has been a mantra of his for years. Mental toughness, extra effort, tough under fire, tough under duress, tough when challenged. And extra effort? This is the 1% difference, the getting better every day mentality it takes to be a champion, the and then some attitude to be the best. MTXE. I love it. SDSU was getting their butts beat in the first half. The 15th ranked team in the country played one of the worst first halves of their season. So I was curious to see how Coach Fisher would address his team at halftime. Instead of yelling, ranting, and raving, he had everyone take a nice deep breath and settle down. He told the guys to relax, close their eyes, and envision how they wanted the second half to go. he and his staff gave a few pointers on offense, a few on defense, and touched upon the mental approach to the second half. The team went out and played a great second half, really hammering out that mental toughness and extra effort Coach Fisher was talking about. Despite getting out-rebounded and out-bigged, they hung tough until the end. They lost in the closing moments in a very exciting game, and it was a great experience. Someone remarked the following day, "It's too bad they lost." And instead of replying, "I know," I responded a bit differently. "You know, I really wanted the Aztecs to win that game. It was really cool being in the locker room, being in the huddle at every timeout, and really hearing the X's and O's of the game. And to hear it when they weren't playing well and playing such a formidable opponent made it even more special. But what was most impressive about the game was to see how Coach Fisher handled his players when things were not going well. In a game where they didn't have their best or play their best. That, to me, was incredible. To see how a great coach handled his team during timeouts and in the locker room when they were frazzled or down was truly a special experience. And to hear how he addressed his team after the hard-fought loss was special. If there was one word that I had to describe Coach Fisher, it is this. Spirit. There was a time during the game when one of his players made an incredible play and dunk. And Coach Fisher turned to his bench, looked at his players, and just had this incredibly proud smile on his face. It truly was filled with great spirit. It was striking to see the reverence his team had for him when he was saying, as he would often say before he started to speak to his team, "Give me your eyes and ears." Coach Fisher had tremendous spirit, and all his players recognized it too. "Thanks, Coach Fisher. You taught me a lot that night. Your spirit was inspiring, and MTXE always matters." Action step. Where in your life can you demonstrate more MTXE, mental toughness and extra effort? Maybe things aren't going exactly as you want or envision. Maybe you need to dig down deep to access your spirit and overcome adversity today. Maybe you're not the starter on your team right now, or you don't have the position you want yet. What can you do to get some more MTXE and ultimately reach what you know you want? MTXE. Wow number 5. Guts. Sometimes you just know in your gut what is right and what is wrong. Sometimes you just get a feel for what you were supposed to do in a certain situation. When I was in college, I was a government major. And then I changed to business. And I was miserable. It was then that I got some of the best advice I've ever received. My sister Patty, the oldest of my 5 sisters, told me something that changed the course of my life. Patty advised me, "You need to listen to your gut. What does your intuition say? What do you most love studying? What do you most enjoy?" I thought about that for a minute and knew that I loved this intro to kinesiology class I was taking. But I was already a junior, so I'd been thinking it's probably too late for me to change majors this late in the game. And then I started building in more excuses. If I change my major to PE kinesiology, that's really going to limit my career choices. You've got to remember, there weren't quite the career options within kinesiology exercise science in 1991 as there are today. And then Patty said something even more profound. "Listen to your heart. It rarely leads you wrong. Trust your internal voice and follow your passion. Don't worry about the money and career choices. That will come as a result of you ultimately discovering your true passion and having the courage to blaze your own path. And that all starts with trusting your gut." That's it. That's all I needed to hear. As a junior at William & Mary in 1991, I changed my major to kinesiology, and I fell in love with it. I found my passion, and my soul was singing. I ended up getting my degree on time in 1993. I took a fifth year and got my PE teacher certification as a backup plan. I went to massage therapy school. I got my personal trainer certification and eventually became a strength and conditioning coach. Eventually, I earned a master's degree in biomechanics and sports medicine and took advanced workshops in bodywork and massage. And I just couldn't get enough learning in this field of study. I studied relentlessly. I read every book I could get my hands on. I watched videotapes and DVDs. I attended live conferences and workshops. And I just kept learning and learning about all that was inside of the field of health, fitness, sports, conditioning, nutrition, body work, healing, alternative health, and anything related to exercise science, sports psychology, and performance. And in 2000, I listened to my gut again. I opened my small 2,000 square foot training studio, Fitness Quest 10, in San Diego, California. It was scary as hell. I had no clients, no money, and no business plan. Then I was able to jumpstart the business with my passion and knowledge. Most importantly, it was my gut that told me to do it, and I listened. And since then, a lot of good things have happened. And one of the reasons why is because of the lesson I learned from my sister Patty that I still apply today. You gotta trust your gut. Nowadays, I listen to my gut on a lot of things. Hiring, firing, leadership, communication, expanding the business, new opportunities that arise and if I should participate in them, strategic growth, financial decisions, and the list goes on and on. Listen intently to that feeling and trust your gut, for your intuition rarely leads you wrong. Become a master at listening to your gut instincts and watch how that ultimately allows you to fulfill your passion and purpose in life. And that is impact. And that will help you create wow. Action step. What major decisions are you making right now in your life? And what does your gut say about it? Trust your gut. Wow number 6. Get Mo in your life. One of the mentors who has impacted me greatly is Pastor Miles McPherson of the Rock Church San Diego. He has that gift when preaching to make you think he's talking directly to me. Many years ago, he said something during a sermon that was very funny. He does that a lot and impactful. And what he said pertains really to all areas of life. Miles was talking about momentum and shared we all needed momentum in our lives. He said, you got to get Mo in your life. Momentum leads to Mo health, Mo money, Mo happiness, Mo harmony, Mo everything. He further explained, all of us need momentum in our life, momentum in our careers, in our jobs, in getting our BHAGs, big, hairy, audacious goals, done, in our relationships, in our physical health, in our spiritual walk. Momentum is a good thing. If you think of an athletic contest, shifts in momentum play a major role in the outcome of a game. If you think of business, you've got to love when momentum is flowing and it's going the way you envisioned it. Clients are happy. There is a continuous influx of new clients and members enlisting in your services. Your team is thriving. The culture is thriving. The energy is pumping and you got that bounce in your step. If you think of your own life, when things are going well and you are feeling strong and healthy, you become more vibrant and radiant. And you have that extra confidence and swag. And then, coincidentally, or not, a series of good things seem to happen all in a row. That is called momentum, and we could all use more of it in our lives. The problem is that sometimes we get in our own way, or we let excuses build up, or we start to have negative self-talk, and we begin saying things like, now is not the right time. I'll wait until the economy shifts. I'll wait to do that until I have X amount of money in the bank. I'm too young. I'm too old. I have too much education. I don't have enough education. I'm overqualified. I'm underqualified. And the excuses go on and on and on. And they are robbing you of you being the best version of you. two ways to combat excuses and negativity. Faith. Not just faith in God, but faith in yourself. I personally think they go hand in hand, but we can save that talk for another day. The point, you need faith. And number two, take action now. Say yes to what you want, even when you don't know all the answers, and you will figure it out along the way. So if you want some serious momentum in your life, now is the time to take action on what you most want in your life. Instead of living by the mantra, ready, aim, 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 and never even firing, I have a different mantra I live by. Ready, fire, aim. Get yourself ready, prepare like mad, and then start firing. That's called action, and action leads to momentum. And yes, momentum will lead to more health, more money, more happiness, more harmony, and more everything. So get more in your life and watch what happens. Action step. Define what is the biggest excuse that is currently holding you back from achieving the one thing you most want or need in your life right now. Next, take one specific action step that will help you overcome that excuse or fear and help you achieve your goal. And put down a date or deadline when you will take your action step. Get momentum today. Wow, number seven, yin or yang? Many years ago, I had a crushing injury to my back while playing football. This led me down a healing path to reconstruct my own body and rid myself of a nasty Vicodin habit. It was one of the most difficult times of my life, dealing with the physical pain and the mental and emotional depressive state it left me in. Although I was only 25 years old at the time, this part of my life's journey was an extremely impactful one. 20 years later, I think about how these earlier events of my life led me to what I do today, who I am today. Pain became part of my story. The nurse coming to my condo twice a day to shoot me up with painkillers. The bed I lay in for 4 weeks before being able to crutch around the streets of Cannes, France, where the injury happened, in order to go to physical therapy, which was just a half a mile away. The Vicodin, the loss of muscle mass, the loss of my dream to play in the NFL. The fear that I might need back surgery while in another country. The fear of the unknown. The other day I was reflecting on my injury and how it still impacts me today. I was thinking of all the various treatments and modalities I used then and how they compare to what we do now and have now. Back then, I tried everything available to me. I really wanted to do all I could to avoid surgery on my three herniated discs, spinal stenosis, and degenerative back disease. You name it, I tried it. Acupuncture, chiropractic, osteopathy, energy medicine, physical therapy, massage therapy, visualization, and yes, painkillers. I popped a Vicodin just to manage my pain, and I did that for 9 months. Then I met a man named Dub Lee, a gruff old man about 77 years old, who introduced me to his bodywork that he called Zen Body Therapy. It combined Rolfing, Feldenkrais, and energy work. Within 6 sessions, I had a serious detox, rid myself of my Vicodin habit, haven't popped one of those pills since 1996, and locked in on a new dream for my future. Dub changed my philosophy on healing and performance training. He also changed my life. This short journey down memory lane is a reminder to me that in some ways, we are all just one step away from injury, from pain, from fear, from change. And for some, from a need so great we would try anything to fix the problem, including prescription drugs. And when this happens, we finally turn to others for help. Doctors, chiropractors, personal trainers, physical therapists, massage therapists, yogis, Pilates instructors, trainers specializing in corrective exercise, nutritionists, acupuncturists, the list goes on and on. They were always there, always available to us, ready and waiting with knowledge and tools to strengthen us, to teach us how to take better care of ourselves, to prevent injury, to prevent pain, to live strong, healthy, and well. But most of us wait for an emergency, and then we call for help, help to heal us with our body and mind, and we pray it's not too late. You see, we live in a traditional system that is predominantly reactive when we need to be proactive. And so I ask, why wait? Why wait for a need so great? My friend, let me save you the pain. Read the signs. Don't wait to make the call. Maybe your hips are tight. Maybe your back is locked and it's affecting your sleep, your energy, and your mood. Maybe you have sciatic pain down your leg and it's affecting your activities of daily living. Maybe your range of motion is lessened due to tightness in the rotator cuff or the hamstrings. Maybe you're overweight and the excess fat is hurting your joints or your heart. Maybe you're depressed right now. Maybe your hormones are raging and all over the place. My friend, enough is enough. Today is the first day of your new plan to restore, re-energize, and recover. Today you will change your direction away from injury toward wellness. Today you become the captain of your health and begin your plan to feel your best. Permit me to make some professional recommendations that will help you to improve your performance and